in my mind, worship and justice are inextricably linked. And it has to do with this word righteousness that you used. Righteousness in its literal meaning could be understood as meaning right relatedness. That if I act righteously with you, it means I relate rightly to you. I give you the dignity that's due you. I treat you well. You treat me well. When God deals righteously with us, it means that he always acts in right relationship to us. Mm-hmm. He is accurate in his relationship. He doesn't mistreat us. Justice has always been about one relationship mistreating, not relating rightly to another. Justice and worship from the beginning of time, and we see this in Genesis right at the beginning, have always been inextricably linked because God understands this in our makeup, that when we forget who he is, we forget who we are as those made in his image, and then what happens? We then begin to forget who everyone else is. And because we have a distorted view of who we are, we then begin to mistreat others. When we understand who God is, which is the focus and the attention of worship, then we begin to understand who we are called to be as his image bearers, those that give dignity in the world, those that, in the purest sense of the word, humanize people, call them to be who God made them to be, is what I mean by that, as opposed to dehumanize them. Then we begin to walk in integrity because we realize that the street person has as much dignity as we do before God, or that third world country, or that particular, you know, situation demands that someone help people relate rightly, do justice with one another. And we step up to the plate and we do it. So worship has this intimate connection with justice, and that's what I think God is addressing through the prophet Amos in that moment. He is saying, I hear the same music. And I don't think it was probably bad music. I think it was them clanging their cymbals, doing their thing. He's saying, I hear all this music, but you are not relating rightly to your neighbor, to one another. You're not relating rightly to me. And what's happening is you are distorting. You are distorting the vision of who I am to the weak and the vulnerable, and you are oppressing them to your own ends. And that is not what people do who are made in the image of God.
Wow.
Someone asked me at a conference I was at once, they said, look, Dan, if you were asked on a Sunday morning, we can do two things. Dan, you can come with us. We're going to take a group out to care for the poor in our community and do justice, share food and do all of this. Or we can stay here and sing. Which would you choose? And what they were trying to get me to do was to make one more noble than the other. They were trying to get me to separate worship and justice. And I said, you know, it's a really good question. Let me give you the answer I don't think you want. I think you want me to say, let's all go care for the poor. And the truth is, I love that. And we'll do that, right? What I said was, is here's why what happens on a Sunday morning in a church service in worship is so important. I will sing a hymn that reminds me who God is, who I am, and who people are all around me. I'll sing that for a period of time. Then we'll break the bread and take the cup. And it will remind me that the God at the center of the universe loves so much that he gives and gives and sacrifices himself for me, for all of us. Then I will walk out of that church service with that frame of mind. And I'll live my life that way. Why? Because I was reminded. I was reminded who God is and who I am in his story. Now, I said, take that over a few Sundays. Take that over 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30 years, and my children every Sunday remembering who God is, who they are. I trust that that will begin to spill over into their lives, and they will be people who do justice, not just on a Sunday morning, but every day of their lives. Now, take into consideration what the early church always understood and were the benefactors of. They knew that they would die one day, that generations beyond them would need the same songs, the same worship services, the same communion, all those things to remind them to do justice and love mercy. They knew that worship, what happens when we gather together, has everything to do with the church becoming a people who do justice in the world.